Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are joining us now from the lovely state of Yuma. Well, from the lovely city in a lovely state, Yuma, Arizona. Joining us now is Dean Weingarten. I almost sounded like a Gen Zer there.
Yeah, well, you know, it was good recovery.
I caught myself anyway. Have you ever seen some of that stuff where they're like on YouTube, they'll be like, tell us a city in Greenland. They'll go, Tokyo.
No, I haven't seen that.
You ought to check that out. Let's talk about some of the stuff that has come out in the wonderful world of Weingarten. Let's talk about Hawaii.
Okay. Hawaii, like, you know, and this is more fruit of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin case, which, if followed, will knock down enormous numbers of gun restrictions in the U.S. as essentially infringing on Second Amendment rights. And what happened is that Hawaii was specifically mentioned in the cases where, in the Bruin case, as one of those states which was infringing on Second Amendment rights. And Hawaii should have been mentioned because it has the most restrictive policy of all states regarding the issuing of permits. Now, its actual law is not quite as restrictive as, say, New Jersey. But the way that it's administered is far stricter. At least if in New Jersey, if you're a well-connected, former chief of police or judge, you can probably pull the right strings, to get a permit.
Sure.
But in Hawaii, not even that option seems to be available. And the number of permits issued to private parties in the last few decades has been in single digits. So they might issue a permit every year or every other year or something like that. And the person who is arguing the Young versus Hawaii case said that there have only been 4 permits issued in Hawaii in the last 22 years. That's not very many. And it's clear that it's violating the Bruin decision. And one of the things that they did was they, similar to New York and California, New Jersey and Maryland, they had built into the law discretion in that a police chief or a sheriff who was given an application to get a permit by someone could just say, you need to give us a reason why you ought to have a permit. And they could just deny that need for just about any reason they wanted to. So in Bruin, the Supreme Court said, no, that's not constitutional. You can't just deny somebody a fundamental constitutional right because you don't like them. Or you don't like their color. Or, you know, you just make up a reason. So, Hawaii AG interpreted Bruin, and they sent out a notice to the police chief that he said that Bruin doesn't apply to open carry. It only applies to concealed carry. I think that's, you know, they might try that. And that they no longer can require that the applicant show reason to fear an injury, but chief of police should continue to enforce all other statutory requirements for obtaining a concealed carry license, except for the citizenship requirement. So what it appears they're trying to do is to see how far they can push the envelope. Now, how much can we restrict it before the Supreme Court will say it's too much? And at the Ninth Circuit, the Supreme Court remanded Young v. Hawaii to them because it was on appeal up at the Supreme Court level. And they did what they say was a acceptance, vacate, and remand. They accepted the case. They certified it. Then they said, but we're just vacating it. It's obviously wrong. And then they sent it back to the Ninth Circuit and said, hear it again because the way you did it first time was wrong. So what will the Hawaii AG do with this? I'm thinking they're going to try and pull in a New York case. Before the recent Bruin case, there was another New York Rifle and Pistol Association case that made it all the way to the Supreme Court. And what happened is that New York City conspired with New York State, and when it looked like the Supreme Court was going to make an adverse decision, they said, well, let's tweak the law. Let's change it a little bit so we render this case moot, and then we don't have to worry what the Supreme Court does.
Right.
And I think Alito and several others dissented and say, no, we can't let them get away with this. If we allow them to moot a case once it reaches a point where it's going to be heard by the Supreme Court and it looks like they might lose, we're going to get a lot of cases that are mooted if they just change the laws a little bit or do something to say this case is no longer valid because it's been mooted by circumstance. So I think what's going to happen, or my speculation in Young v. Hawaii, is that the person who issues permits for Young's jurisdiction, I think it's a sheriff there, will just issue him a concealed carry permit. In other arguments, he's said, I'd be perfectly happy to get a concealed carry permit, but since they don't issue concealed carry permits, and since the Supreme Court said, I mean, since the Ninth Circuit said, you have no right to get a concealed carry permit, well, you have a right to carry somehow, so I'll take an open carry permit. So I think what they're going to do is, at least it's a plausible gambit, is to issue him a concealed carry permit. Okay, and the case is moot. It's no longer in contest. Let's move on. So that's my prediction of what will happen in Hawaii. And what we're seeing is this is variations of this theme are happening in certainly New York. I would argue California. Certainly Hawaii, plausibly New Jersey, is that the states that are being told you are violating people's Second Amendment rights, you have to stop it, are saying, no, no, we're not. And you say we can do this, and that's perfectly okay, because you didn't say
we couldn't do this.
We can't do it.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. This article is at amaland.com, in addition to 2,000-plus others, just by Dean alone, at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. And, you know, talking about the things that have been occurring in the wonderful world of Weingarten. And let's talk about this Florida air gun fatality, because this... tell me about this.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
You know, air guns are used sometimes, mostly accidentally, to kill people. And even large animals. And it doesn't take a super powerful air gun. This appears to be about a medium power air gun. They said it was a Ruger. 22 caliber air rifle. Those are made in China by Umarex, but Ruger puts their label on it for they have some type of marketing agreement with Umarex to do this, I believe. And I think the 22 caliber air gun that they market, you know, can propel 22 caliber, ordinary 22 caliber pellets in the neighborhood of 800 feet per second. And what happened is that somebody who was a convicted felon in Florida had one of these air rifles in his possession. In many states, it's not illegal for a felon to have an air rifle. I think probably most of them. Some states that are very restrictive restrict the possession of an air rifle. But what happened is that the person who had the air rifle, somehow an associate of his, got locked out of the house. I suspect that this guy inside the house with the air rifle and his girlfriend were suspect intoxication of some kind or another. But the fellow, Ernie Wayne Wilburn, got locked up. And he was yelling and saying, "Hey, let me in, let me in." And the person, the man with the air rifle, just got annoyed and shot it with the air rifle. Well, the police... got tipped off sometime or another, and they found that inside the house here was the victim, 44-year-old man, dead. They found his corpse. His corpse had been covered over with some pillows and a sheet, but there was a clear blood stain on the floor indicating that he had bled a considerable bit in some space. And so they had gotten a warrant to search the place. And, you know, a lot of criminals are not real bright. And so when they read the search warrant, the fellow's name who did the shooting, the suspect of the shooting, let's say, his name was Hill. And he asked them, "Does this warrant include, you know, that area with that bunch of trees in it over there?" And it did. And when they searched the bunch of trees, they found this Ruger 22 caliber air rifle had been concealed there. You'd think as a felon he'd realize it's best to say nothing. But it's black humor, dark humor, because a man died who probably didn't need to. And when they did an autopsy on Wilburn, because they suspected foul play, they found a 22 caliber pellet in his chest. When you have a hole into the chest cavity, where the lungs are, the upper part of the chest cavity, as long as the diaphragm is normally the dividing line between chest cavity and abdominal cavity. When you have it in the chest cavity, the if it allows air in, you tend to get a collapsed lung called pneumothorax. And what happens is air, as you try to breathe, when you're trying to draw a breath, you draw air in through the hole into the chest cavity, and that air takes up space where your lung would normally expand later. So then when you try to exhale, that lung can't expand because that air is in there. And then the next time, and it just rattles. And, you know, that lung continues to collapse and collapse and collapse as that air is in there. And it makes breathing very, very hard because you can't get air into that lung because it's collapsed. And the two lungs are connected higher up. So that makes breathing from the other lung hard as well. And when you get, you know, and what happens is your ability to deliver oxygen to the blood drops, and you drop that oxygen capacity enough and you die. But in modern trauma centers, chucking, this is called a sucking chest wound in the military.
Right.
Everybody in the military is taught how to deal with sucking chest wounds. And the big thing is seal the wound to stop air from getting in. And, you know, there's other things you can do, like try to use a valving effect to get some of that air out.
Right.
But it's a common bullet wound suffered in combat. And, you know, in firearms, in shootings in the U.S., it's not uncommon either. And treatment for it is fairly easily done in a good trauma center. They open you up, fix the bleeding, expand that lung, and make sure the air is out through the chest cavity so that both lungs can expand reasonably well.
Let me get you to hold on right there. Coming up on the next break, we'll continue this. When we get to the other side, this article, I believe this was the last article published, the most recent one, published today at Ammoland.com, in addition to well over 2,000 plus other articles just by Dean Weingarten by himself. That's all waiting for you at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is visiting the Ukrainian port city of Odessa amid Russia's ongoing invasion of the country. Guterres explaining the importance of allowing ships to travel through the Black Sea.
Getting more food and fertilizer out of Ukraine and Russia is crucial to further calm commodity markets and lower prices.
The United States is expected to see a warmer-than-normal fall. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center. It released its projections this week, which also say a good portion of the country won't see as much precipitation as normal. This is especially true for Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. The warm weather is expected to stick around out west and in the northeast. This is USA Radio News. Florida is taking action against voter fraud.
The first major public move from the new election police unit in Florida has arrested and is in the process of arresting nearly two dozen people for voter fraud during the 2020 general election. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaks at a news conference at the Broward County Courthouse in South Florida.
Through our Office of Election Crimes and Security, in conjunction with the Attorney General's Office and FDLE, the state of Florida has charged and is in the process of arresting 20 individuals across the state for voter fraud.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The last victim who was found in a big rig with dozens of illegal immigrants in Texas is out of the hospital. More than 50 people died in the incident while many others were rushed to the emergency room. A federal grand jury in San Antonio indicted both the driver and his alleged helper. USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten, we were talking about this air rifle shooting, and the interesting thing about this is the twist the end of the story takes, but let's continue talking about this, the human victim of this, and we'll move from there.
Well, I was talking about, you know, how you treat a sucking chest wound, and I'm not a doctor. I've just had some first aid training in the military, and everybody's given some, at least a minimal class on how to treat these things. And one thing I would like to add is that with most firearms for a sucking chest wound, you want to look on the other side to make sure there's not two sucking chest wounds, one
right.
entry and one exit. Now, for air rifles, that's probably not as much of a problem. In this case, it appears that no one attempted to help the victim whatsoever, because from the evidence, he apparently laid on the floor, bleeding for a while until he expired. That seems to be, from the evidence, what happened. But it's very unusual for that to happen in today's society, because everybody knows that you can dial 911 if you have a severe injury, and the ambulance comes and they take this person and, they go take them to the trauma center and they get care. But if you don't have that, even a small hole into the chest cavity will tend to collapse that lung and then make it hard to breathe from the other lung. And they're very dangerous and they can lead to death. And so another thing just happened to a friend of mine is if you get stuck with a sharp object In his case, it was a hay fork. A silage fork, to be precise. If you pull that object out right away, you've opened up the hole for more air to get in. So I've heard advice that if you have something like that, if that object is blocking the entrance, you might wish to take them that way to the hospital where they have the surgical procedures to deal with the wound when they take out the implement that has caused the hole. And so just a couple of hints. I don't practice medicine, nor do I claim to do so on the radio. So we have this case. Apparently they just let this guy die. And that was the path that went from a simple assault, I guess you could say aggravated assault, even if it wasn't a firearm, to murder, manslaughter. Because if anybody would have just called 911, he almost certainly would have survived. But he didn't. And a very large number of modern air rifles have sufficient energy to penetrate the chest cavity of an adult human. And all you have to do is penetrate one side to get air into the chest cavity. But they're very rare that you have a single lung being shot by an air rifle result in death, again, because of the excellent trauma care that we have.
Right.
And then this also applies, well, the trauma care doesn't apply, but the ability to penetrate a chest cavity also applies to large animals. And just last month in Colorado, park rangers, Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers found a dead adult sow bear, black bear, and it had been shot with a .22 air rifle. So it penetrated the bear's chest, and the bear died. Now, it probably didn't happen real quickly. I would suspect death from something like that would probably take some hours. But large animals can be killed with air rifles. And I wrote this story in part because there are a lot of people out there who think that even .22 rimfire are not capable of really harming large animals. But that's completely untrue. Huge numbers of large animals are killed with .22 rimfire every year. And some of the air rifles that we have now approach the energy levels, the .22 caliber air rifles I'm talking about. I know there are much more powerful ones out there. Some of these approach the level of the lower power .22 rimfire cartridges. If they hit the animal or the person in the right spot, they can kill. So you have to know the capabilities of what you are shooting and what will stop the projectile. And if you don't know that, you shouldn't shoot it. Find out what is needed to stop the projectile. Make sure you have a good backstop before you fire the air rifle or firearm. That's just part of one of the standard safety rules. Know your backstop and what's beyond it. Now, we're not talking about that in this case in Florida. Obviously, the person was being completely irresponsible by shooting somebody who was simply annoying him with an air rifle, and it resulted in a death.
I know some people that, I mean, some of these air rifles can approach $3,000-$4,000. They come with, like, it looks like a scuba tank that you would attach to it that's actually going to produce the air pressure for it. And some of them are, I mean, this one you're talking about, this .22 caliber, they have some of those that are .50 caliber air rifles.
Oh, yeah. So
air rifles are no joke anymore. They have really gone high tech. And
certainly the more powerful ones you're talking about are fairly routinely used, take big game. And they're becoming more and more common. But even the Springer-type air rifles, as I believe this Ruger was, are capable of penetrating a chest. Now, the ones you're talking about probably go completely through. I think most of the bigger ones are in the neighborhood of energy levels of pistol cartridges, generally.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. I remember seeing some guy, some Discovery Channel show, where this guy was hunting and killing iguanas in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Because iguanas are they're an invasive species in Florida.
Correct.
And he was killing them with air rifles. And, I mean, he was taking long-range shots with air rifles.
Sure.
And that was pretty interesting to watch that unfold and everything else. So air rifles are definitely not something to joke about. You've talked about the bears that have been defended against with 22 long rifle more than once, so
I would.
I know.
If I had only an air rifle, maybe I would use it, but I would much prefer 22 rimfire, just for repeated shots, accuracy, reliability, all that,
yeah.
Than most of the even powerful air rifles.
We're coming up on the last break, and when we get back, we're going to go to my favorite subject that Dean writes about, which is bear attacks. There was a bear attack, I don't know if you saw about that in the news, where a bear got in the house and the guy had to empty his .40 caliber pistol into it.
I saw that. I made a note on it because it'll go into my database of when pistols are used in defense against bears. Yeah, the .40 caliber, and he killed the bear that was clearly violating his space and presented a danger.
We're going to talk about this latest article at Ammoland. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this portion of the from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we're going to now go to Jasper National Park.
In Canada.
In Canada.
Right. I should have made clear, I mean, although it is just a little later in the article, that this is a national park in Canada. I mean, it does so, I think, about two paragraphs down. But this would happen at about, well, on August 6th, 2022, at about 1 p.m., so just a couple weeks ago. And there was a hiker in Jasper National Park, and he was in pretty wild area of the park. Where he was, it was hard to get any cell phone coverage, and it said that he was... Now, quite a few kilometers away from the entrance for the hiking trail. And he was carrying a 20-gauge shotgun. Now, we don't know make, model. We don't even know what sort of ammunition, except that he had at least one plug. And he sees a black bear that has approached to within about 100 feet of him. Well, this is not ordinary behavior for a black bear.
Right.
In most of black bears' range, bears are very wary of humans. And they will walk away or run away. And it's hard to see them when you're out in the woods because they have excellent hearing. And maybe not the best eyesight, but it's not super terrible. And they have an absolutely superb sense of smell. So for you to see a bear within 100 feet of you, indicates right off that something very unusual is happening. But on the other side of this, this is in a national park in Canada where bears are not allowed to be hunted. So it's possible that this bear and this bear's parents and grandparents and whatever, the whole a lineage going back a long way, had never learned to fear humans. And we have seen that in wilderness areas where there are very few people, you get more attacks by black bears, presumably because they don't know what a human is and they don't know enough to fear the human. So he continues, he fires this warning shot, but the bear doesn't appear to react to it, and he loses sight of it. And so he goes down the trail a short ways, and there's a a creek that is intersecting the trail. And apparently he looks to the side as he gets near the creek, and he sees this bear closer to him than it was before. Now, the reporting on this story has been, frankly, terrible. You get versions that say the bear got closer to him, and then some that don't say that, and there is no first-person account of the person who was actually there. But the park, National Park Service, in the person of their Jasper Park Resource Conservation Officer, has plenty to say, and he interprets events, it appears, in the best possible way for the bear. First off, he has this opinion that no one except officers such as himself should be armed in a park because they pose a threat to wildlife. And I have a quote from him. Carrying a firearm in a national park is illegal. It poses, obviously, a threat to wildlife here and other park users. From another source, the officer argument, that's his name, argument, reveals the bear continues to move closer to the hiker, but he attributes it to topography. He says the bear was approximately 30 to 40 meters away from the individual. I picked the 100-foot number. The man fired a, quote, warning shot to argument, at which point the bear began moving down the creek. Unfortunately, the drainage intersected the footpath further down. The way that I'm quoting argument here. The way the topography is here, it brought the bear closer to the man. Now, I find that to be ridiculous. Unbelievable. Black bears, as I mentioned, have incredibly good smell and incredibly good hearing. And this bear had just been, had a warning shot fired near it when it was only 100 feet away from an individual. The claim that the bear did not know that it was getting closer to the person who had made the loud noise at least 100 foot from it. Beggars belief. I find it not credible at all. But of course, it fits in with the narrative that it was just an innocent black bear out for an ordinary stroll in the evening, and it just happened to keep closing in on this person, this evil person, who was armed with a firearm when he never should have been. Now, argument also says that as far as we know, this individual is not aware of the regulations that it's illegal to carry a firearm in a national park. I can see that. I mean, you're in a wilderness area. There's bears around. Why wouldn't you be able to carry a firearm? It's very, simple. Most people would think that's reasonable. But firearms are not permitted to be carried in Canada's national park. And in fact, the U.S. had a, what I would call a progressive era ban on carrying firearms in our national parks up until 2009.
Barack Obama, yeah.
And then some Second Amendment activists had been lobbying senators and members of the House for years trying to get the regulations that instituted the ban, it was not a law, changed so that they could carry firearms for self-defense in national parks. But the Park Service got a little bit too cute. So they changed, when the Senate looked like it was going to tell them to change the regulation, they essentially refused to do so. Well, senators and congressmen got a little miffed, and instead of asking the National Park Service to change a regulation, they attached legislation to a big reform bill on credit cards that Barack Obama very strongly wished to sign. And so almost certainly well against his will, Obama signed this reform that removed the ban on firearms in national parks. And not only did he do it, but it was now enshrined in law, not a regulation. But they're not permitted in Canada's national parks. They are permitted in most U.S. national parks. Now, it turns out park wardens in Canada didn't used to be armed, but they have been also since 2009.
Well,
it wasn't... Are we out almost?
Yep. We got 20 seconds.
So we have this guy who is up against charges. We don't know what has happened yet.
Well, you going to be here on Tuesday?
I intend to be.
Well, we may have to pick that one up. This is very much an abrupt ending. So, anyway, thank you for joining me today, sir.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Thank you, sir. I will be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Catch Gun Owners News Hour right here at GCN tomorrow. This has been Lock and Load.
Has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.